Mandei aham Sri Guru Sri Jutapara Gamanam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vidang Tangsha Jivam Sadvaitam Savadut Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Dharma Projita Kaitava Atra Paramanin Matsaranam Satam Vedyam Vashtama Matra Vashtu Shivadam Tapatrai Unamulanam Srimad Bhagavatam Mahamune Krite Kingvaipada Ishvara Sadhya Vridi Avarujyate Atra Kriti Bhi Shusha Shivitakshana. Dviparadha Vashane Ya
Dviparadha Samane Ya
Pralaya Brahmanastute
Pralaya Brahmanastute
Tavad Adyasate Lokam
Adyasate Lokam
Parasya Parachintaka
Parasya
Dviparadavashaneya
Dviparadavashaneya
Pralaya Brahmanastute
Pralaya Brahmanastute
Tavat Adyasate Lokam Parasya Parachintakaha Dviparadha
Two paradhas.
Avasane. At the end of.
Yaha.
Which.
Pralaya.
Death.
Brahmanaha.
Of Lord Brahma.
Two.
Indeed.
Te.
They.
Tavat.
Solom.
Adyasate.
Dwell.
Lokam.
On the planet.
Parasha.
Of the Supreme,
Parachintakaha,
thinking of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Abhay Charanadabhina Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Worshippers of the Hiranyagarbha, expansion of the Personality of Godhead, remain within the material world until the end of the two paradhas, when Lord Brahma also dies. Purport. One dissolution is at the end of Brahma's day, and one is at the end of Brahma's life. Brahma dies at the end of two paradhas, at which time the entire material universe is dissolved. Persons who are worshippers of Hiranyagarbha, the plenary expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Garbhadakshay Vishnu, do not directly approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Vaikuntha. They remain within the universe on Satyaloka or on other higher planets until the end of the life of Brahma. Then with Brahma, they are elevated to the spiritual kingdom. The word parasya, parachintakaha, means always thinking of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or being always Krishna conscious. When we speak of Krishna, this refers to the complete category of Vishnu Tattva. Now, Krishna includes the three Purusha incarnations, Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshay Vishnu, and Kshiradakshay Vishnu, as well as all the incarnations taken together. Now, this is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita, Ramadi Muti Shukala Niyamena Tishta Nana Avatara Magaret Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramapunam Yo Govindamari Purusham Tamam Bhajami. Lord Krishna is perpetually situated with the many expansions such as Ram, Narsingha, Vamana, Madhusudan, Vishnu and Narayan. He exists with all his plenary portions and the portions of his plenary portions, and each of them is as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word parasya, parachintakaha, means that those who are fully Krishna conscious, means those who are fully Krishna conscious. Such persons enter directly into the kingdom of God, the Vaikuntha planets. Or if they are worshippers of the plenary portion, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, they remain within the universe until its dissolution. After that, they enter Srila Prabhupada ki. Mukam kari divachalam pangam langai re gidim jagrabhat maham bandi shi gunam dinadarinum namam vishnu padaya krishna prasthaya bhutarajam bhakti vedanta shami tinamani namaste saraswati devi gulavani prajani niya visheshashun The worshippers of Hiranyagarbha, the plenary expansion, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, do not directly approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They remain within the universe on Satyaloka or other higher planets until the end of the life of Brahma, and then they are elevated to the spiritual kingdom. This is what is being described in this verse is the Vedic process of attaining liberation through the performance of Vanasram Dharma, the worship of Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. Vishnu Aradyate. Vanasram Acharvate, Vishnu Aradyate. So what is that Vishnu that's being worshipped in the performance of Vanasram Dharma? Is this form of Lord Vishnu, the worshippers of Hiranyagarbha, because it's mentioned that they attain the Brahmaloka and the higher planetary systems. And one attains the Brahmaloka planet by the perfection of Vanasram Dharma. In fact, there's one purport in the Srimad Bhagavatam where Prabhupada says that one attains the post of Lord Brahma, one attains the planet of Lord Brahma after 100 births of perfect performance of Brahma Karma. So in other words, if you go through all of the various Varna Dharmas, and you're gradually, this is the Vedic process. You're born in the human form, and then whatever Varna you're in, you gradually perform the various Svadharma. Sreya Svadharma, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. At best you do your Svadharma, which means according to your Varna. So you perform the service, the Sudra, he performs service and he assists the others. The Vaishya, he protects cows and he does trade and agriculture. And the Kshatriya, he's a hero and he protects Soyam, Tejas, heroism, determination, Dhriti, Daksham, resourcefulness, Jute Chapi Apalayanam, courage in battle. Ishwarabhav Kshatra Karma Svabhavajam. Krishna says that by performing by heroism, by courage, the Kshatriya performs his religious duties, and the Brahmana, by equanimity of mind, Sama, control of the senses, Dhamma, Tapa, Socham, cleanliness, Arjavam, simplicity, Jnanam, knowledge, Jnanam, Vijnanam, wisdom, Brahma Karma Svabhavajam. So by performing these activities, it's called Punya. It's called Punya Karma. And if you don't perform the Vanasram activities, that's called Pap. That's called sin. So the result of Punya Karma, Prapya Punya Kritam Lokam Ushitva Shashati Sama. In the sixth chapter of the Gita, Krishna explains that they achieve Prapya. The Punya Kritam, by performance of Punya Kritam, Prapya Punya Kritam Lokam. You go to the Punya Loka. Or as here is Prabhupada is describing Satyaloka, Brahmaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka. The universe consists of the various levels. We're in the Bhuloka, middle planetary systems. Below us is the Naraka, hellish planets. Above us is the Swarga. Swarga is the heavenly planets where you go by performing the worship of the demigods, sacrifice. You go to Swarga. And by this, by perfection of Vanasram Dharma, and by Punya, and also by tapasya, by sannyas, yoga, mystic, you achieve this called the higher planets. It's above Swarga, the higher planets. Sometimes the Brahmaloka means all of these planets, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Siddhaloka, and Brahmaloka. So these are attained by perfection of Vanasram Dharma, perfection of Brahminical, ultimately perfection of sannyas. Perfection of sannyas. You'll achieve the Ushit Vashashviti Sama, for a long, long duration of time, as Prabhupada is explaining in the purport. This process is worship of Haranyagarbha, Garbha Dakshai Vishnu, just by following. Therefore, it says, Vana Shama Charvate Vishnu Arajate. By following this system, you're worshipping Garbha Dakshai Vishnu, and you'll ultimately attain Brahmaloka. And then, Sahasra Yuga Paryamta Mahayad Brahmano Vidu, that 100 years Brahma lives. And at the end of his life, then everything winds up, the whole creation that he is the master of, it all winds up, returns back into the breath of the inhaling breath of Mahavishnu. Exhale, universe has come out. Inhale, that's how long his breath is, if you can just get your head around that. That's his one inhalation, one exhalation. That's the Mahavishnu, Karana Dakshai Vishnu. And so then at the end of Lord Brahma's life, then the universe is dissolved, and so they attain the Vaikuntha in some various type of rasa, worshipping the Lord, Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayan. This is the Vedic process. And Narad Muni chastised Vyas when he preached to him, when he met Vyas. Narad Muni chastised Vyas that it takes too long. And in fact, he's saying that it takes so long that, just like sometimes in places like Chennai and Delhi and Kolkata also, the traffic is so bad that the speed you're going at it, if you were going any slower, you'd be going backwards. You know when they turn off the ignition? That's like the most frustrating thing. The taxi, they turn off the ignition and they wait 5 minutes at the lights. So it's so slow that Narad Muni said to Vyas, he said that you've overly complicated the situation, and he actually minimized the benefit of Varnasram Dharma in his meeting with Vyas. Narad Muni minima yatra kwa vabhadram abhuram ushukim kovarto abdam abhajatam sadharma. He says ya atra kwa vabhadram, he says that kovarto abdam, where is the arta, the usefulness, the value, kovarta aptam, you get from abhajatam swadharma, from perfection of varnasram dharma, without devotional service, without devotional. So he's explaining that the essence of varnasram dharma is just to give you a platform upon which you perform devotional service. And varnasram dharma without yatra kwa avabhadram, kovarto aptam abhajatam svadharma, that svadharma, vanasram dharma, if it's without devotion, he says that yatrakwa, he said kovarto aptam. He's saying where is the value? In other words, he's saying there's no use because it's so slow. And even in Gita, in the 9th chapter, there's a more confidential, the Rajaguya. In the beginning, Krishna says, in 3rd chapter, he says, yes, sreya svadharma, it's very good. You perform your Varnasram Dharma. He's encouraging Arjuna from so many angles because Arjuna is posing so many different arguments. So Krishna, one by one, is addressing the various arguments for our benefit because we have all of these various conceptions. So whatever misconception we have, Krishna will touch on, he will address. So he says, yes, better than rejecting your Kshatriya Dharma is Shreyasa Dharma. You should perform your prescribed duty, your Varnasram Dharma. But then later in the 9th chapter, when he's really revealing his heart, the Rajaguya, the more confidential teachings, then he says that, Tetam bungtva svagalogam visham chine punya, that yes, you attain the higher planets, but after some time, chine punya, all of the credits are exhausted, marchalokam vishanti. And then you return back here to where you were before. So you can imagine a little analogy to help us imagine how that works. Let's say you're taking an international flight. Today I'm taking a domestic flight. If you take an international flight and you pack your bags and you're on time and the devotees are there and you're leaving well in advance, And your driver is maneuvering very effectively through the traffic, and you're thinking, we're making so much progress, we're going to get to the airport well in advance. And then you get there, you jump out, you get the trolley. I think you have to pay money for trolleys in Melbourne, isn't it? Only place in the world. You get the trolley, and then you're about to go in, and then, you forgot your passport. So then what is the value of all of that maneuvering and the packing and being on time and passing the trucks and getting all the green lights? What is the value? Even though at the time it appears like you're making progress, practically speaking, it amounts to zero. And you have to come back to where you started. So Krishna is using that analogy that kshinai punya, it's all exhausted, marchalokam vishanti. So that's one aspect. Of course, here it's slightly different because one remains there until the ultimate devastation and then he can return. But still, the point is that it's too long. And within that long, long duration of time, you can go up and down. You can go up and down. And Prabhupada gives the analogy of the Ferris wheel in the purport. He says, Ferris wheel, you go up and you go down, you go up. Yesterday we went past Luna Park. I used to go to Luna Park when I was there. You've been to Luna Park? There's a big Ferris wheel. But it was so cold, there was no one on it. It was just empty going around and around. Imagine being in that in the wind. So you go up and you go down. However, because Narad Muni, this is the whole purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam, that he's explaining you don't really need to go through this, and therefore he says, through the mouth of Sutta Goswami, he says that Srinvata Swakata Krishna, Punya Shravana Kirtanaha. When the sages, they asked, recently I just went to Naimisharanya, and we were discussing the questions by the sages. And so they asked the question What is the ultimate? Yes, buddhi buddhini karmani. So many different prescriptions, so many scriptures. Srotavyani vibhagasaha, vibhag. So many different divisions you have to read. Ata shadu trayat sharam. Then just give us what is the essence of it all. The sharam, the cream, please. Sadhu bruhi badraya bhutanam. You please explain that to us. Yena supersiddhi, so that we can actually get a real satisfaction and the benefit. And he explains that the essence of all the karmas, of all the prescribed duties, is simply Srinvata Svakata Krishna, hearing about Krishna. Because punya sravana kirtana, just by hearing and chanting, just like we're doing now, just by sitting and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, you are getting all of the results that you get by performance of Vanasram Dharma. Because you're awakening the ultimate goal, even more than the ultimate goal of Varnashram Dharma, because you're awakening love of Krishna just by hearing about Krishna. This is the recommended process. So this is what Srimad Bhagavatam is. Katayantas chamam nityam. And this is what essentially Srimad Bhagavatam is. It is simply the description of Krishna and his activities and his qualities and his leelas. And just by hearing that, so it's very, these last few years when we've been celebrating the 50th anniversary of ISKCON, it's very momentous when we consider Prabhupada's, the Jaladut Yatra. He departed from India at the Kirtpur port. We had a big festival in Calcutta celebrating that. And he left India with his chata, Bhadralok, he carrying his umbrella and his small bag. And very, very, very simple. He climbed up the steps and they made a monument, and it's in the Calcutta temple there, a sculpture of Prabhupada climbing up the steps. And then the Jaladuta sailed down India and went around the south of Sri Lanka. And Prabhupada, I think they stopped in Mumbai, in Colombo. Prabhupada was coming, that's where he had heart attacks, or the Suez Canal. But Prabhupada came up, and then when he reached Kerala, the boat stopped in Cochin. Cochin. And what happened in Cochin? There, the Grantharaj, Srimad Bhagavatam, which Prabhupada had published in Delhi and then had couriered to Cochin, and his store of Srimad Bhagavatams were there in Cochin. Anyone from Kerala here? No one from Kerala. A few devotees from Kerala. Okay, so Cochin. So such a momentous, historic moment, and such a tremendously significant moment in the history of humanity, that for the first time in history, in Puranic history, in the creation, the Srimad Bhagavatam was exported out of Bharat Bhumi. And Prabhupada carried the Srimad Bhagavatam onto the Jaladuta and carried on. So it's very significant, Prabhupada's Jaladuta Yatra and his journey to the West with the holy name. And he began the spreading of the Maha Mantra, and he brought Srimad Bhagavatam, understanding that Kalo Nasta Drisham Esha Puranag Aruna Udita, that in the, specifically for the Kali Yuga, Kalo Nasta Drisham, because our vision is completely destroyed. Kalo Nasta Drisham Esha Puranag Aruna Udita, those who are in the Kali Yuga who are blind because of the disqualifications and the inebrities of this age. Nasta Drisham, they're completely blind. Puranako, from this Purana, which is Arko. Arko means the sun, which is as brilliant as the sun. It's arisen just like the sun. Puranako Adun Uditaha. It is arisen like the sun. So what is it in the Srimad Bhagavatam that gives us, that enlightens us, that illuminates us? Because when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, it awakens love for Krishna. It revives our dormant love for Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. Chakravarti Thakur explains that Srimad Bhagavatam is the essential fundamental doctrine or theology of Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan mission. Therefore, another significant phenomena in the introduction to Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada, he gives the life and times of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says the life and precepts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the ideal preacher of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that's in the introduction to Srimad Bhagavatam. That's indicating the role, the fundamental, essential role that Srimad Bhagavatam has in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he's propagating the tenets of Srimad Bhagavatam in his lifestyle. It's interesting to when we reflect on some of the significant aspects of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lila. Sri Gaura Madhurya Lila Jar Karne Praveshila, those whose ears enter Sri Gaura Madhur Lila, these sweet activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jar Karne Praveshila, unto those whose ears these sweet activities enter into, Ridoya Nirmal Bhilo Tar. Narottam Das Thakur says that one's heart becomes purified just by hearing these sweet pastimes of Sri Gaura Sunda. So when we reflect on his pastimes in this connection, it's very significant that even though we were singing this morning in the kirtan, Putit Bhavon Hetu Avatar, that he's come to deliver the most fallen, but for a significant period of his pastimes, he wasn't preaching Krishna consciousness. He was performing the Vidya Lila, the pastimes as Nimai Pandit, as a learned scholar. And Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavat, actually out of the khandas, the three khandas, the two khandas are describing the Navadip pastimes and the Vidya Lila. Mahaprabhu, he actually begins the Sankirtan movement at the end of the Madhya Lila. And the most of the Chaitanya Bhagavat is actually before Mahaprabhu began the Sankirtan movement. That's very significant. Even Nityananda Prabhu, Harinama Pradam Devam Avaduta Shiromani, Harinamam Pradam Devam, the deity who is distributing the holy name. But after Nityananda Prabhu left Ekachakra, when he was 12 years old, he left the Padmavati Madhuji and Harai Pandit, and one sannyasi visited. And as is the standard of the grihastha in the Vedic culture, they serve the itinerant preachers and they fully satisfy them and cater for their every requirement. So after spending a few days in the house of Hadai Pandit in Eka Chakra. Hadai Pandit said to that mendicant sannyasi, "So Goshai, how can I serve you? You please tell me anything I can do for you." And that sannyasi said, "Well, I'm about to go on a long pilgrimage of all the holy places, and I need an assistant Brahmin, and your son would be an ideal candidate, so just give me your son." It was like a thunderbolt when it entered the ears of Hadai Pandit. "Just give me my son." Because Nittai was his very life. He was always associating with Nittai. Everywhere he went, Nittai was with him. He was always thinking of Nittai. He's an eternal devotee of Lord Nityananda, an eternal associate. And he discussed with his wife, Padmavati Mataji, what will we do? And then they agreed, "Well, what we have to is a dharma. We cannot refuse the request." It's called otiti seva. Otiti, that what the guest requests, you have to satisfy. Otherwise, the whole dynasty can be destroyed. If a guest goes away unsatisfied. So then they agreed, and Lord Nityananda left. And then when all the other residents of Eka Chakra, they heard, they said, "Why you didn't give him our son? why you didn't give him my son?" This is how much they love Lord Nityananda. So for 20 years, he was 12 years old, for 20 years, until he was 32. And as described, he went all over India. He went to Kerala. He went to Bhadragashram. He went to Tamil Nadu. He went to Orissa. He went to Puri. He went to Vrindavan. He went everywhere. You can read the descriptions. This Kanyakumari, Rameshwaram, everywhere he went. Gujarat, all over India. However, for that 20-year period, even though he is Harinama Pradam Devam, he is the deity who's giving the Harinam, he wasn't preaching. He never mentioned to anybody the Yuga Dharma and the holy name. And why is that? It's very significant. Because it's all about the Mahaprabhu's Leela. And Mahaprabhu himself, he wasn't preaching. There was one little incident. Even though he hadn't been initiated by Ishwari Puri, he hadn't begun the Sankirtan movement, but he visited Bangladesh when he was a young householder, shortly after marriage, for householder duties, for collecting funds, it mentions. And for teaching, because so many students, he was famous, but so many students were unable to travel to Navadeep. So he went to East Bengal, Padmavati River. That's Khetri, actually, where Narottam Das Thakur appeared. And he stayed there for several months. So many students came. All of the residents of East Bengal were enlivened. The famous Nimai Pandit has come to our land. And thousands came. And many heard from him, and many were also certified. It mentions he gave certificates of merit to his students. So Tapan Mishra at that time was a Brahmin, and he had a dream. He was perplexed of the sadhya and the sadhana. What is the goal of life and how to achieve it? And in the dream, one effulgent Brahmin said, "This pundit who has come to our land, he is no ordinary pundit. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So you go and you shall take shelter of his lotus feet." So at that time, Nimai Pandit, Navadeep Chandra, he instructed Tapan Mishra in the Yuga Dharma. And he said, this Baitrish Akha, this 32 syllables, Sholonam Baitrish Akha, the 16 names, 32 syllables, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. He's explaining, this is the Yuga, the Dharma of the age, and he quoted many verses from the Shastra, which are well known to us. And in this way, it was like a little insert within the Vidya Leela period that he actually, the beginning of the preaching of the Harinam. But then he went back and he carried on with the Vidya Leela. The devotees in Navadeep, they were lamenting. Their great lamentation was that if only Nimai would become a devotee. Because he was Navadeep Chandra. He was Dvijamani. He was the crash jewel of the Brahmins. He was so effulgent. He was so attractive. He was so charismatic. But he wasn't a devotee. And this was their great lamentation. And Srivas Thakur would see Nabadeep Chandra on the road as he was passing, and Srivas Thakur would say, "So, best of the proud, vain scholars, what are you doing, wasting your time with all of this grammar and all of this mundane?" And Nimai was very humble to Srivas Thakur, and he would say, by your mercy, I may become a Vaishnava." And then Mukunda Datta was there. And Mukunda Datta, he's an eternal associate of the Lord, and from Chattogram. And he would be on the road, and then he would see Nimai coming with his students, like a proud scholar, as he was strutting down the pathways of Navadvip, challenging the various Bhattacharyas and the Mishras. And Mukunda Datta would see Nimai, and he would go in the other direction. "Oh, he's gonna corner me. He's going to ask me difficult questions on grammar, on the Alankar. And he'll bewilder, even the answers I give, he'll twist them all around and he'll humiliate me." And Mukunda Datta, he's going in the other direction. And Nimai sees that and he says to his students, "Just see this fellow. He's seen me on the road and he's turning and going in the other direction. Why is that?" And then Nimai's students say, "Perhaps he had some urgent business that he had to attend to." And Nimai said, No. He said, "These Vaishnavas, they do not like to discuss anything except from Krishna's glories and Krishna, the subjects about Krishna. He's it's Vidya Leela. It's so sweet. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's acting like a scholar. He is minimizing the Vaishnavas by indirectly glorifying these Vaishnavas. They're only interest. They're fanatics." He said. "They're fanatics. They're only interested. If it's not about Krishna, they're not interested in discussing." But actually, he was very pleased by this activity. So it's why this leela is there. Sometimes we wonder why. Because it enhances the rasa. Because as Nimai is revealing himself stage by stage, first he reveals himself as a devotee. It's so... The devotees are they're like the cascade of mercy and nectar and love. As Nimai as he begins to reveal himself, it adds sweetness to the pastimes. It adds such sweetness. He Jagannath Misra departed, and then he was planning to go to offer the pinda in Gaya Dham. And Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that at that time he began to consider that he couldn't no longer tolerate the suffering, the anguish, the frustration of all the Navadvip Dham devotees. So he began to thought that now I will begin to reveal my actual purpose of my incarnation simultaneously with the visit to Gaya Dham. So this is indicating Mahaprabhu, he left with his students and they left to Gaya Dham, even on the way. Okay, that's another story. But so it's explaining that because for us, of course, we appreciate Mayapur Dham because Mahaprabhu's appearance place and so many pastimes and all of the holy dhams Mayapur Dham is the dham for Kali Yuga. All of the other dhams, their potency is exhausted, is reduced as the Kali Yuga progresses, but Navadvip Mayapur Dham, the potency increases, and all of the holy dhams reside there in Navadvip Dham. Just by residing one night in Navadvip Dham, you attain the results of hundreds of years of mystic yoga practice in all of the other holy tirthas, Navadvip Dham, ki. So we of course appreciate Navadvip Dham, but in at the time of Mahaprabhu's appearance there, it wasn't considered like that because it's his place of leela. So he went to the holy Dham. He went on pilgrimage. For us, of course, we go to Mayapur, but Mahaprabhu, to show the leela, he went from Mayapur to Bihar on pilgrimage for purification. And it mentions that as he was entering the Pada Padma Tirtha, that's Gaya Dham, Pada Padma Tirtha, where the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu is established there, then the effect of the holy dham, it had a great impact on his consciousness as he entered part of Padmatirtha. And then it mentions that as he actually approached Vishnu Ghai Dham, where Lord Madhusudan's lotus foot is installed. Last 2 weeks ago, I was fortunate to visit Gaya Dham and see the lotus feet of Madhusudan established there. I highly recommend a visit to Gaya Dham. It's a very, very wonderful place. And it's not very far from Howrah. You can take a train or you can take a flight from Delhi. Gaya Dham. Not such a common place for the devotees to visit, but I would highly recommend it. It's worth a visit. It's a very powerful place. And so Nimai, when it mentions that when he saw the lotus footprint of Madhusudan there installed in the temple, then immediately the symptoms of love of God, bhava bibhuta mudha, the feelings, the manifestation of love of God erupted in his transcendental body. And all of the Brahmins who were sitting around the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, and they saw the transformations of ecstatic love on the body of Sriman Mahaprabhu, they were extraordinarily overwhelmed with the eruption of and horripilation of his body and particularly the tears which were pouring from his eyes like the flowing of the Ganga and inundating the whole temple with tears of love of God. They had never seen such a thing. And so Mahaprabhu, by his lila, he's indicating the potency of Tirtha Jatra. When we go to the holy place and the effect of the holy dham, this holy dham, this Tirtha, tears on our consciousness is very powerful. And we should visit these places of Jai Gaud Amar Jai Shobashtan Korala Brahmana Rangai. Thakur Bhaktivinoda Singh said, Gaud Amar Jai Shobashtan, that my Lord Gauranga, Jai Shobashtan, all of those places, Korala Brahmana Rangai, where he performed his Rangai, his sweet pastimes. Shei Shobastan, all of those places, Heribo Ami, I will see. Heribo Ami, I will see Pranaya Bhakata Shange in the association of the loving devotees. So this is our activity. We visit these places of the pastimes of the Lord in the association of the devotees, and it's very purifying. I similarly was touched deeply seeing the lotus imprint of Lord Madhusudan at Vishnu Gaya. It's very wonderful darshan and very wonderful temple. Sita Devi cursed the residents of Gaya Dham, because there's the Leela there that Lord Ramchandra was doing the yagya and she was late, and so they did it. And when she came, there was another lady there. He married some other lady. And when she came, she was very angry. So she cursed the residents of Gaya Dham that Tulasi will not grow there. And that the Phalgu River would not flow. So you go beside the temple there, there's a dry Phalgu River that you see. Prior to Gaya Dham, she's flowing, and then she goes underground through Gaya and then again emerges, so the dry river. And that the Brahmins would never be satisfied. Sita Devi cursed. However, we found that the Brahmins were very, very, very welcoming to ISKCON devotees and very appreciative. Actually, His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj visited there 10 years ago, and his comments are in the visitor's book, and they showed us those comments. They're very much appreciative. So we had a wonderful experience there. So I highly recommend a visit. And we felt, after doing the pinda for various ancestors, then we took darshan of Madhusudan's lotus feet, and I was there. Not so many people, not so crowded. You get a beautiful darshan. And then I put my hand on the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, and the Brahmin said, no, mata dao. And he grabbed me and he pushed my head. He pushed my head right down. And it's beautiful. And just like you can just imagine, as it was when Nimai visited there, a beautiful temple, and the Brahmins are sitting around. This rock is there and a nice silver, and they're worshipping the lotus foot imprint there of Madhusudan. Where one demon was there and he pushed that demon down, and Gaya Sur. And Mahaprabhu, he visited that place and immediately these symptoms of love of Godhead erupted in his consciousness. At the same time, Ishwara Puri Prabhupada was there. And shortly after that, Mahaprabhu, in Gaya Dham, he received the initiation from Ishwara Puri. Now, that is a very significant incident in our teachings. Because the principle, the essence of the message of today's verse, what we are coming to, kind of getting to it. Oh, wow. I had a lot more planned. Anyway, the initiation was there, and the same issue was there. The sannyasis were arguing, why are you not doing sannyas dharma? Mahaprabhu in Varanasi. He told in Varanasi, Mahaprabhu narrated the incidents of Gaya Dham in his initiation in Varanasi. In there, the Varnasram Dharma, the academics, the scholars, the traditional, even now in India you'll find the Sankarites are there, the Vedantists are there, the traditional followers of the Vedanta and the Varnasram Dharma, and they criticize Mahaprabhu that Vedanta part dhyan sannyasira dharma. The sannyasi is meant to study the Vedanta and meditate. But you've given this up, and you're associating with the sentimentalists, the babuk, and you're laughing, and you're feasting, and you're dancing, and you're crying, and you're embracing. All of this is Maya. A sannyasi has to be simply renounced and meditate on the aham brahmasmi. So explain it to us. And then Mahaprabhu, he narrated the incident of Gaya Dham, that all of this slow process, even ultimately perfection, Varnasrandha, study at Vedanta, my guru Maharaj said, you can't do this. Murka to me. You're just a fool, because he's no fool. But he's establishing in his own lila, he's establishing the Yuga Dharma. We're all fools, and we cannot by perfection of work or by regulative prescribed duties, murkata or study of Vedanta, murkatumi, you're a fool. Murkatumi tomar Vedanta na adhikar, you have no qualification to understand the Vedanta. Krishna nama javasada e mantra sar. You just chant Hare Krishna, Krishna nama maha mantra e mantra sar. The whole essence of everything is chanting Hare Krishna. And then in Mahaprabhu's own example, then he said, he's discussing I discussed with my spirit, I began chanting the mantra you gave me, and then it made me crazy. Kiba mantra dilo goshai, what mantra have you given me? Kiba darbo, what is its power? Jopati jopati mantra, karele pago. Yes, jopati jopati mantra, karele pago. You know what is pago? Yeah? Mad. I'm chanting this mantra and I've become mad. Kiba mantra dilo goshai. What mantra have you given me? And Ishwara Puri replies, very good. He says, yeah, you've become mad. Very good. Bhalo, he said, bhalo. Bhalo pailo tumi param purusharto. You've attained the highest goal. Toma premete ami hoilan krutato. Oh, you've satisfied me by achieving this ultimate goal of life. Kiba mantra dilo, what mantra have I given you? Hare Krishna, maha mantra jayito shabhav. This mantra is explaining that its very essence is that jayito shabhav, its very essence, it's made up of jayi jape, whoever chants jayi jape, tare krishne upajaye bhav. He says the nature of this Hare Krishna mantra is that anyone who chants it awakens bhava, awakens love for Krishna. And in this way, our Sankirtan movement is inaugurated by the sweet pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his own activities, by his own example of accepting a spiritual master and being initiated and taking the sadhana practice of chanting and experiencing the results of chanting, regularly chanting, japa. And he says, many verses, which you all know about the glories of the holy name that Ishwara Puri quoted. And he said, but my spiritual master instructed me in another important point. And he said, in addition to japati japati, chanting the japa, he said, nachao, gao, Bhakti Sanghe. He said dance, nachal gal, dance and sing. Bhakti Sanghe, in the association of the devotees, you dance and you sing in the association. This is Mahaprabhu's telling Prakasananda Saraswati, you know, why he's doing this. Because nache gao bhakti sanghe koro sankirtan, you dance and you chant in association of the devotees. Krishna nama upadeshi tarasarvajan, and you sarvajan, all of the people, Krishna nama upadeshi, you instruct them, you preach the harina sankirtan. Yesterday I was visiting a devotee who I used to know. He was in Oman and now he's in Melbourne, and he was asking me about preaching, how to do preaching. I said preaching in Melbourne means service in the temple. Preaching in Melbourne means service in the temple. Because the temple is preaching. That's Prabhupada's vision. Because Prabhupada Sati installed Gona, he invited Mahaprabhu to appear here. He invited Radha Balaba to appear here. So preaching here means serving in the temple. Because the preaching is doing the temple is doing the preaching. I reflect on my own experience. When I visited first time, I remember it was in 83, I think 83 or 84, one of those, probably 83, on Janmashtami. And somehow or other, I came to the temple. And I remember the conjais of Balaba, I remember. And he glanced on me and blessed me. And Mahaprabhu, anyone, Jay, the indiscriminate, the Vanashram Dharma, is so many regulations. You had the birth and then and all of these things. The Panchatattva indiscriminately, whether you're dharmic or adharma, whether you're punya or papi, is of no consideration. Patra, patra, bicha, nahe. Bicha means consideration, nahe. They're not considering. Patra, apatra. The qualification or the disqualification. Patra, patra, bicha, nahe. Nahe, shtan, ashtan. Appropriate place, inappropriate place. Jai, jaha, pai. Taha, kore, premdan. Jai, jaha, pai. Whoever they see. Jai Jaha, whoever they see. Jai Jaha Pai, whoever they come across, whoever they meet. Taha, Kori, Premdan, they give. They give. Because the holy name, anyone can chant. So in his temple, what we're doing, we're just distributing the holy name, the Harinam. The devotee was asking me, the preaching, the different types of preaching. Should you do them all? He said, should you do them all? I said, just do something. He was saying, should I do book distribution? Should I do bhakti bhiksha? Should I do this? I said, just do something. Because it doesn't matter. What is you? As long as you're doing some, because everything is preaching. The restaurants, it's preaching. Because the Jai Jahapai, whoever comes in there, they're talking, they're seeing. They're coming to the temple. They'll come to the temple. I used to go to the restaurants and a devotee said, you like this prasadam? I said, yeah. And he said, oh, you should come to the temple. It was Gurutama. You like this prasadam? I said, yeah. He said, he was kind of heavy guy. He said, you like this prasadam? I said, yeah. He said, come to the temple. That's where the real goods are. Come to the temple. They come to the temple and Korma used to cook Sunday feasts. Jai Jahapai, whoever comes. And somehow we had no interest. We were tattva jigyashi. We were interested in the absolute truth. We had no interest. We're just like every other materialist. We had our plans for material sense enjoyment, but it all gets changed because they're bestowing the mercy because he's wanting to give. He's distributing to everybody. So we're swept up. It's the prem bonna. It's the love of God like a flood. Everyone gets inundated. We're swept up. So serve in the temple somehow or other. Contribute to the preaching. And that's best for us. And of course, there's the quick path. We direct. Prabhupada's talking about indirect. And there's direct. Awaken love for Krishna. And we're experiencing our relationship with Krishna. It gets revived. Change your life. Japati, japati, mantra, karele, pagal. And you become crazy. My brother left his body and we were at the funeral. And so many people I hadn't seen in 30 years, 35 years, when I was a teenager, a young kid. And then, of course, they all knew that I joined the Hare Krishnas 30 years ago. And all these people were coming to me and they're saying, good on you, mate. You know, you stuck it out for 30 years. You're still there after 30 years. It's not just a fad. It's not just a fad, not just a period you're going through. Because it changes you. You change. And your actual devotional quality, it develops again. You change your life. You become a lover of Krishna as a result of chanting Hare Krishna. So these are some thoughts on today's verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Ghi. Is there any question or comment? Anirudha Prabhu. In the purport, Prabhupada said here, he says that in one sentence, because I was thinking of doing the research, but I thought I didn't have any time. And it says in the purport that it says that persons who are worshippers of Hiranyagarbha, the plenary expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. So it seems like it seems to me that could be read as it's either Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, who's the plenary expansion of Godhead, or it's the plenary expansion of Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. So something like that. Lord Brahma is a worshipper of Hiranyagarbha. Yeah.
Lord Brahma. And that's the thousand-headed form of the Sahasrara.
Yeah.
Is the personality of Godhead that Lord Brahma worships.
Yeah. Yeah, the Lord, that would be the Lord Vishnu who enlightened Brahma, and the who's from whose navel that's Padmanabha, and from whose navel the lotus universal lotus stem is growing. Who worship that Lord Vishnu?
So the question might arise then: what's the point of the Varnashram system? It's you have to perfect 100 births as a Brahma. Before you can be related to Brahma Loka, right?
Yeah.
Things like that. And then, we have no qualifications, frankly speaking. And we just come along and chant Hare Krishna in one lifetime and go back home, back to God. Nobody can believe that.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though it's so easy, man, it's so easy. The point of this is that the default procedure is that. But because we're in the Sankirtan movement, it's a rare special facility and opportunity that Mahaprabhu is giving. So usually that would be the program. One would have to progress in that way.
So we really need to understand the. We shouldn't take it.
Yeah. And we should be enlivened. This is the good news, as they say, the gospel. The good news is what it is, that, wow, this is something special. And the people, we shouldn't take it ordinarily, and blasé about it. We have to appreciate. Actually, Prabhu was mentioning that verse yesterday. He paraphrased it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doya koraho bichar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doya koraho bichar. The mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you should analyze. Koraho bichar, you should consider, you should evaluate, you should research. Bichar kore pabe chamatkar. And after realizing and analyzing the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, pabe chamatkar, you'll be astonished. So we need to realize, we need to understand, we need to deeply understand the glories of Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement and commit ourselves to it. Yes.
Adrupindu, thank you very much for an extended lecture. You were referring about 9th chapter, Bhagavad Gita. Instead of that, Rimaro, Punya Shunyam Shanti. So instead of that, best is Ananya Shinjanto Maam Yajana Paripasti Ishami Vrekta Naam Yogkhemam Jani. So if we depend on Krishna's Yogkhem, then we will do. My question now will be, today Vakrishna Pandit's disappearance day, you want to tell us something about Krishna?
Well, Bhakesha Pandit Subha disappearance appearance. Subha Tir Bhakesha Pandit Subha Tirubhav Titi Mahamahotsav Ki. What time? I don't know. I think we're supposed to finish. He danced for 72 hours. And then ultimately, because of his association, Devananda Pandit, who was an impersonalist, he became purified and became... he would, Devananda Pandit would with a stick, he would protect, he would stop people from disturbing and touching Bhakesha Pandit in the kirtan. And as a result of serving Bhakesha Pandit and Devananda Pandit, he awakened his attraction for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though Mahaprabhu was there in Navadvip when he was young, but he couldn't appreciate. But as a result of the mercy of Bhakesha Pandit, he awakened the sentiment and attraction for Mahaprabhu. And then when Mahaprabhu came back through Navadvip on his way to Ramkeli, then he delivered Devananda Pandit, the Bhakesha Pandit. Shubha Tirubhav Titi Mahamahotsav Ki Jai Prantrat Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir Ki Shishi Nitai Gaudagamanandi Hari Hari Bho.